Welcome to Bite-Sized Frights. This week we continue with part two of our 50 States of Fear series, a road trip through some of the most bizarre and terrifying urban legends found across America. This time we delve deep into some truly strange stories of goatmen, graveyards, and ghostly clowns that for some of you will be right on your doorstep. Fifty States of Fear, Part 2. From Hawaii to Maryland. This series contains disturbing content. Listener discretion is advised. The Night Marchers, Hawaii. The Hawaiian Islands are steeped in myth and history, with folk stories dating back over 1,500 years to when the Polynesians first set foot on those tropical shores. One story in particular has stood the test of time, the legend of the Hawaka Ipo, the Night Marchers. These are the ghosts of long-dead Hawaiian warriors who, on sacred nights, break free of their tombs or rise up from the ocean to march in formation to ancient battlegrounds or holy places. Those who have seen the spectral battalions claim that they hover just above the earth, leaving no trace of their passing. No building is able to obstruct their path. They will simply march right through it. The night marchers announce their coming with the distant banging of war drums. The musty smell of death and decay will rise up on the wind, and you will hear the blowing of trumpet-like conch shells. If you ignore this ominous warning, you will see the light of burning torches getting brighter and brighter as the march approaches. Legend says that anyone caught standing in defiance of the night marchers, or even crossing their path, will suffer instant death, their bodies torn apart to become nothing but mist on the wind. You can run or hide when you first hear the drums, but if the night marchers are too close, the only way to save yourself is to lie face down in the sand and avert your mortal eyes. The skeletal warriors will march on and do you no harm. There are many reports of islanders across the state seeing or hearing the deadly march pass by to this day. So if you are ever enjoying a cocktail on a lonely, moonlit Hawaiian beach, and you hear the distant thunder of drums, just be ready to pay these ancient spirits the respect that they demand. The Water Babies of Massacre Rock, Pocatello, Idaho. The Snake River that runs right through Massacre Rocks, a state park in southern Idaho, is said to be one of the most haunted stretches of water in America. As the legend goes, the Native Americans who first inhabited the area suffered through a period of great famine and hardship. Hunting was scarce, and food supplies quickly dwindled. Soon there was not enough to feed all the hungry mouths. So the tribe was forced to make a terrible decision. Mothers, rather than watch their infants slowly starve to death in agony, took the newborns to the Snake River and drowned them one by one. It is said that if you go down to the riverbank where the drownings took place, you can still hear the tiny, frail screams of a baby crying for its mother. Other versions of the legend claim that after the infants were drowned, they became vengeful water spirits. Their skin became green, mottled with algae, and they grew fins and gills. Many people have claimed to have seen these tiny spirits lurking just beneath the surface of the Snake River. It is said that the water babies hide in the dark depths, luring humans to the river's edge with their pitiful cries, only for these unfortunate victims to be dragged down to join the ghostly infants in their watery graves. The Ghost Circus, Chicago, Illinois. Lots of people are afraid of clowns. They find them inexplicably unnerving, sinister. So surely there can be few things more terrifying than the ghosts of these creepy, painted entertainers. The Woodlawn Cemetery in Chicago is home to the Showman's Rest, a graveyard which holds the bodies of almost 100 circus performers and their animals that were killed in a tragic railroad accident in 1918. The conductor of a steel-clad military train fell asleep at his controls. The locomotive gained speed, thundering through numerous stop signals before plowing headlong into the Hagenbeck-Wallace circus train with catastrophic, fatal consequences. Many of the performers were so badly mangled or burned in the crash that they had to be buried in graves simply marked unknown. The story goes that the circus elephants were used to fight the blaze, bravely spraying water from their trunks before they too died in the terrible heat. They were too heavy to be moved, and so were buried where they fell. The mass funeral was attended by over 1,500 clowns, strongmen, and acrobats from across the country. That was over 100 years ago. However, local legend says the circus is still performing. People have claimed that on certain moonless nights, you can see the massive, pale shapes of ghostly elephants moving between the trees and hear their mournful, trumpeting cries. An Oak Park police officer reported once that as he patrolled the cemetery, the ground around him trembled as though the elephants were physically marching by. Locals have heard creepy circus music coming from the graveyard at night, along with the disembodied whoops and shrieking laughter of clowns. It seems that even in death, the show must go on. The Culbertson Mansion Murders, New Albany, Indiana. If even half the stories about the Culbertson Mansion are true, then it is a place to be avoided at all costs. Built in 1867 by wealthy businessman William Culbertson, it is rumored to be haunted by the ghost of his second wife, whose spirit lingered in the property to protect her children from their abusive stepmother. In 1888, the carriage house which adjoined the mansion, and which was home to all the Culbertson servants, was struck by lightning. A horrific fire broke out, and every single person inside was burned to death. When the carriage house was rebuilt, the new servants reportedly refused to live in it, as they claimed that it was haunted by the spirits of all those who had perished in the terrible blaze. Then, in the spring of 1933, a doctor named Harold Webb moved into the Culbertson mansion with his young family. All seemed well at first. Soon the children started to claim that a dark, shadowy figure would enter their rooms at night and watch them silently from the doorway. These stories were dismissed as nonsense, until other family members began to notice terrible smells rising from the basement, and heard disembodied screaming and the rattling of chains from inside the mansion walls. Dr. Webb reportedly became increasingly irritable and agitated as these strange happenings went on, losing most of his loyal patients with this strange, new, and unpleasant attitude. When several of these patients went missing, local police decided to investigate the good doctor. In September 1934, they entered the mansion with a search warrant and discovered a truly horrific scene. The house was dripping with blood. Dr. Webb's entire family had been brutally murdered, stabbed, beaten, and skinned. The doctor himself was nowhere to be seen. As the police searched the house, they found hidden doorways and secret staircases leading to a basement torture chamber, scattered with human bones and mutilated flesh, where it seemed Dr. Webb had been performing gruesome experiments on some of his patients. Could this have been a real-life version of The Shining, where the dark past and tormented spirits that haunt an old building drive a father to murderous insanity? Whether true or not, the legend of the Culbertson Mansion makes for a terrifying tale. The house is open to the public. If you are brave enough, you can even spend the night there, and perhaps share the long, dark hours till dawn with the spirits of the dead. The Boy in the Photograph, Clarion, Iowa. This tiny Iowan town is the unlikely home of a horrifying and ghostly urban legend. On the outskirts of Clarion, there is a crumbling, abandoned weatherboard house. It is rumored that if you go inside and walk upstairs, you will find yourself in a dusty room full of old family photographs. Take one of these photographs home and sleep with it under your pillow. When you wake, it will be gone. If you return to the abandoned house, the photograph will be back on the floor, right where you found it. But now there will be a dark, shadowy figure of a boy in the background of the picture. This figure's name is George, and he will now be haunting you. It is unclear as to why. Perhaps as punishment for trespassing in the old building, or for stealing a photograph that was not yours to take. Either way, you will now start to catch glimpses of George out of the corner of your eye. He will appear only to you in the background of family photographs, or be reflected in mirrors, lurking ominously in the distance. When you enter a dark room and switch on the light, for a brief instant you will see George standing in the corner, watching you silently before he vanishes. Each day, George will seem to be getting a little closer, a little more in focus. It is said that if he ever gets close enough to touch you, he will steal part of your soul. Why anyone would ever wish to visit the abandoned house in Clarion is beyond understanding. But if you do, keep an eye on the shadows. George will be watching. The Devil's Doorway, Kansas. The old cemetery in Stull, a lonely little town in western Kansas, might be one of the most evilly cursed places in all America. It has been linked to countless legends involving satanic worship, witchcraft, and paranormal activity. The cemetery is said to be one of the seven portals to hell itself. Behind a crumbling, roofless church, a flight of overgrown steps is covered with a sealed stone slab. Locals say that if you venture down this ancient staircase, you will feel a terrible force pulling you downwards, and it is unlikely you will ever return. If you do, days, weeks, or even months will have passed when you reach the surface, though you will feel as though you were gone for only a few moments. The church itself was allegedly used by Satanists as a place of worship, and when it rains, the interior of the building stays dry, despite the fact it has no roof. Until 1998, a huge pine tree stood guard over the cemetery. It had grown up straight through a tombstone, splitting it in half and embedding the broken chunks into its gnarled roots. Local lore says that the tree was once used to hang witches. It was torn down, rumor has it, because it had become a beacon for devil worship and black mass rituals. People claim to have seen dark figures dancing around the tree at midnight on Halloween, when the devil himself supposedly appears in the ruined church to visit the grave of a witch with whom he had a child. Reports of odd, disembodied noises, electronic interference, ghostly sightings, and mysterious fires are still common at the Stull Cemetery. The place has such a sinister reputation that apparently even the holiest man alive, the Pope himself, will not go near it. In 1993, Pope John Paul II was traveling to Colorado for a public appearance. He reportedly demanded his private plane change course to avoid flying over the graveyard, as even the air above it would be tainted by evil. The Lost Town of Elsewhere, Kentucky. According to legend, the town of Elsewhere once stood on the shores of Kentucky Lake in the southeastern corner of Callaway County, but you won't find it on any map. The gravel track that used to reach the town is no longer connected to any highway and is choked with overgrown weeds. It is a cursed place that no one cares to remember. The story goes that on August 12, 1936, a local schoolteacher went mad and poisoned the cake she had brought to class. She and all of her students died horribly, save one, who escaped and lived to tell the tale. A few years later, a child took a machete into the school and chopped a few of his classmates to death. When the authorities asked him why he had committed this grisly crime, he told them that a pale, pretty lady who sometimes stood outside the schoolhouse had told him that he would go to heaven if he did. Elsewhere was supposedly abandoned on April the 2nd, 1953, due to health and safety concerns, though locals say the true reason it was left to rot was because people who entered the old schoolhouse kept disappearing without a trace. There were reports of visitors to the abandoned town vanishing after spotting small faces watching them from dusty windows, or catching glimpses of pale children standing in the shadows of doorways. As the story goes, a few years ago, two college students investigating the mysterious case discovered the bones of more than 15 skeletons in the school's basement, and were followed through the building by the pale specter of a woman in 1930s clothing. The crumbling remains of Elsewhere were bulldozed into the ground, utterly erased from existence after the students reported their gruesome discovery to the authorities. Elsewhere may be nothing more than a fearful folk story, an urban legend invented by bored teenagers. However, if you are ever traveling along Highway 280 in Callaway County, and you spot an overgrown gravel track winding off into the dark woods, best just stick to the road. Wherever you are heading is better than elsewhere. The Vampires of New Orleans, Louisiana. Brothers John and Wayne Carter lived in the historic French Quarter of New Orleans in the 1930s. To their neighbors, they seemed normal, quiet, hard-working, but they were hiding a terrible secret. One morning, a young woman escaped from their house and fled down the street, leaving a trail of blood that dripped from her wrists. She claimed the Carter brothers were vampires and had been keeping her prisoner for days to feed upon her. Skeptical police officers escorted her back to the property, where they found, to their horror, four other victims, close to death and covered in dripping, bloody wounds. In a separate room, police found 14 rotting corpses. Each one had been completely drained of blood. The police set up an ambush and arrested John and Wayne Carter when they returned home late that night. It reportedly took 8 officers to wrestle them to the ground. The brothers were tried as serial killers and executed shortly after. Their bodies were placed in the Carter family funeral vault, and that should have been the end of it. However, a few years later, when the tomb was opened to bury a relative, authorities discovered that the bodies of John and Wayne Carter were missing. It is said that they can still be spotted to this day, roaming the dark streets of the French Quarter by night, on the prowl for new victims. If that were not bad enough, local legend says that if a vampire drinks your blood for 7 consecutive days, you will become one yourself. If the rumors are true, one of the living victims found in the Carter property went on to become a serial killer himself, taking the lives of more than 30 people. Another bloody footnote in the pages of the dark history of New Orleans. The Legend of Colonel Buck's Tomb, Bucksport, Maine. Colonel Jonathan Buck founded the town of Bucksport in the 18th century, built the area's first sawmill and general store, and was a justice of the peace, serving in this new community. Some would call him a hero. However, he also has a somewhat darker history attached to his name. The story goes that a local woman became pregnant with Colonel Buck's illegitimate son. Not wanting to tarnish his reputation, Buck denied ever even meeting this woman and forced her to raise the child by herself. When she would not leave him alone, the colonel denounced the woman as a witch and had her burned alive at the stake. Her charred leg rolled out of the bonfire and was quickly stolen away by her young son, who buried it in an unknown location as a small memorial to his mother. As he did so, it is said that he placed a curse on Colonel Buck, so that he may never forget the terrible injustice he had committed that day. The colonel died in 1795, and a large stone obelisk was erected over his grave. Before long, locals noticed the tombstone was marked with an odd stain in the shape of a woman's leg and foot. Numerous attempts to remove the stain failed, so eventually the stone was replaced altogether. A few days later, the limb-shaped mark inexplicably appeared on the new grave marker. It is still there to this day, immovable, a ghostly reminder of the desperate mother Colonel Buck executed so mercilessly. The Goat Man, Beltsville, Maryland. Odds are that if you're a Maryland resident, you've heard the legend of the Goat Man. A terrifying creature with the body of a man and the horned head and hind legs of a monstrous goat, said to roam the dark forests of Beltsville, terrorizing teenagers at Lover's Lane and lurking in the shadows to scare drivers traveling on the old Fletchertown Road, swinging wildly at the passing vehicles with a bloody hatchet. Depending on which version of the story you hear, the Goat Man is a demon, a restless spirit doomed to stalk the forests, a crazed, axe-wielding drifter, or even an insane scientist, hideously mutated after one of his experiments backfired at the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center. This story gained so much traction that at one point the United States Agricultural Department had to formally deny that they had accidentally created the foul creature in one of their labs. The legend of the Goat Man became widespread in 1971, when locals blamed the beast for the murder and mutilation of a German shepherd dog, whose neatly severed head was found by two teenagers one winter morning. After that incident, many Beltsville residents reported seeing a disturbing creature in the woods at night, hairy, 6 feet tall, running hunched over on two legs and emitting a hideous, high-pitched screech. The Goatman legend is as alive today as it ever was. They say that on a dark night on Fletchertown Road, you can hear the distant echo of hooves on concrete, and that recently, several people have gone missing in the misty woods and deserted highways of Beltsville, whilst out searching for a glimpse of the fabled beast, only to be found months later, hacked to bloody pieces. So to all you would-be monster hunters out there, consider yourself fairly warned. We would love to hear your own thoughts and ideas about these unsettling urban legends. Please join us next week where we will continue our road trip through the 50 states of fear. If you have enjoyed this episode, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Pixel Elixir, and on Instagram at Bite-Sized Frights. You can also subscribe at bitesizedfrights.com so that you never miss any of our terrifying tales. This has been a Pixel Elixir production, narrated by Chris Kay. Thank you for listening. Until the next bite, my friends.